USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As towns and cities across America prepare to light up the skies with fireworks to celebrate America's birthday tonight, a massive fire is finally out at a couple of fireworks stores in northern South Carolina. Here's Fort Mill Fire Captain Jeff Nash, who says it was a challenge, but they were up for it.
Yeah, the challenge is knowing what you can trust and what you can't trust. And our firefighters from all these departments are very skilled at operating with special fire hazards.
No injuries were reported. Dozens of naturalization ceremonies being held around the country today to welcome new Americans on the 4th of July. Vice President Mike Pence spoke at one at the National Archives.
It is amazing to be standing here today and to be able to extend the welcome of the American people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allenroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling recently against the Trump administration's hopes of putting a citizenship question on the census, but this morning President Trump tweets the administration is still looking for a way to include such a question. He says, quote, "It's so important for our country that the very simple and basic 'Are you a citizen of the U.S.' question be allowed." Besides the first-ever Salute to America celebration on the National Mall as ordered by President Trump to mark the 4th of July today, the 39th annual A Capital Fourth will also air live tonight on PBS from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol Building. It's going to feature Vanessa Williams singing America the Beautiful.
I hope the audience takes away a sense of pride and being thankful that they are Americans.
Best known for his work on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In years ago, Artie Johnson has died at 90. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The men's competition is just about to happen at the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest in New York City, but the women's competition is in the books.
31 Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs and Buns to become champion of the world, Mickey Sudo.
Mickey Sudo, a New York native, wolfed down 31 hot dogs in 10 minutes. It's the sixth mustard belt title that she's won at the annual 4th of July eating contest in Brooklyn. Former President Barack Obama celebrating the 4th of July and his daughter Malia's 21st birthday. And in a tweet, the former president wished everyone a happy July 4th, adding, quote, "This is always a great day in the Obama family as it's a chance to celebrate America and Malia's birthday, too." He adds, "Hope all of you are able to get some time with friends, family, and fireworks." Malia just finishing up her second year at Harvard. And funeral arrangements have been finalized for auto legend Lee Iacocca, as visitation will be from 2 till 8 p.m. next Tuesday in the Detroit suburb of Clawson, and a funeral mass will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. in Bloomfield Hills. The former Chrysler CEO passed away Tuesday at 94. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.